and welcome to another voice note from the FPL family. This time on Double Game Week 27. The Premier League have today announced that there will be a double game week in Game Week 27 when the rearranged fixtures between Southampton and Brentford and Brighton and Crystal Palace will take place. These fixtures will come at a time where FPL manager kind of struggling, I think, a little bit with Brighton assets. What do we do with them? They've got really nice fixtures. They're in fantastic form. Matoma is outstanding right now, but they blank in 25, they double in 27, and they do look like they might blank again in game week 28. So game week 28 is very much dependent upon what happens in the fifth round of the FA Cup. So we have the potential for a number of games to be called off that time. So we've got 9 teams, 9 Premier League teams still in the FA Cup. So Leicester, Fulham, Southampton, Spurs, Leeds, Brighton, Manchester United, Manchester City and West Ham. All of those clubs are still in the FA Cup. That means that they potentially could blank in game week 28. And that's because that's when the FA Cup 6th round will take place. So if they make it through the 5th round, then those teams won't be playing in the Premier League on the weekend of the 28th, game week 28. So it's difficult, isn't it, with Brighton, because they potentially blank single game week, double game week, blank. And it's hard to know how you navigate that as an FPL manager. But what I do think this gives us is a bit of potential, really. So we have a little look at the fixtures then that we have coming up. So Southampton and Brentford doubling, Brighton and Crystal Palace doubling. Well, what does this mean? It means that Brentford will play twice, both away fixtures against Everton and Southampton. Brighton will play twice against Leeds, that's an away fixture, and Crystal Palace, that's a home fixture. Then Crystal Palace will have a very, very difficult double game week against Man City at home and then Brighton away. Southampton's doesn't look much easier. They've got Manchester United away and Brentford at home. So, difficult fixtures. I think the priority for me of those teams doubling would be Brighton, of course, but with a view that I've got to manage game week 28 and I've got to think carefully about how my team looks for that. Now, it could be if the FA Cup fixtures go the way that we're expecting them to, it could be actually that, well, that double game week or that blank game week 28 rather is a rather big blank game week. Like, we could see really huge changes to the way that that game week looks, you know. And when we're talking about the potential for what, 9 fixtures to be called off that weekend, that's quite a massive issue really for us to navigate. So the 5th round of the FA Cup, when we look at them, Brighton have got Stoke. I would expect Brighton to win that game. Obviously, if they do win that game, that means that they won't be available to play in the league against Manchester United. Now, obviously, that fixture is also dependent. Even if Brighton did lose to Stoke, that fixture would also be dependent on what happens to Manchester United in the FA Cup. They are due to play West Ham. So again, that would have an impact on whether that fixture can take place. When we also have a look at the other fixtures that are due to take place, Leicester, they play Blackburn Rovers. I would expect them to win that game, probably. Although they have been in pretty poor form. If they win that game, then that would make FPL, if they lose that game rather, and Blackburn win, that would actually give FPL managers a really nice opportunity with Brentford, because Brentford are due to play Leicester in game week 28. If you had a double for Brentford in 27, and Leicester go out of the FA Cup, you'd have Brentford then playing again in 28. That would make for a really nice run of fixtures where you could maybe have a little look at investing in somebody like Tony for that run of form. And particularly as that might coincide with Gabriel Jesus coming back from injury. Maybe that coincides with not wanting to have Nketiah anymore. These are all things to see, because of course, just because Jesus comes back doesn't mean Nketiah loses his spot. But if Leicester go out of the FA Cup, then Brentford would play in that game week 28, following on from their double in game week 27. The other fixtures that can be affected by this are the Southampton game. Now, Southampton are due to play Spurs that weekend. Both Southampton and Spurs are still in the FA Cup. Southampton have a tie against Grimsby, a home tie against Grimsby. I would expect Southampton to win that, so I'm not expecting them to have a game. Tottenham have an away match against Sheffield United. Again, I mean, the Spurs fan in me very much hopes that Spurs win that game. And so that would obviously put that game at risk of not happening. But Crystal Palace do not and will not have any risk of their game in game week 28 being cancelled. They are out of the FA Cup, as are their game week 28 opponents, Arsenal. So Crystal Palace, of these four teams that are going to double in 27, are the only team that we guarantee will play in game week 28. So they will double, but it's a difficult double, as I mentioned. They've got not particularly nice fixtures against Brighton and Manchester City. And then they've got a game against Arsenal in 28. So they might help us out by actually having fixtures, but they aren't the sort of fixtures that I would be attracted to investing in assets for. It is starting to get to the fun point of the season, isn't it, guys, where we are starting to see these double game week fixtures coming in. We are starting to see the rearrangements. Now that we have these two put in place, we have seven fixtures still to be rearranged. And Brighton are due to play in two of those fixtures that still need to be rearranged. So investing in them for the long term does actually make sense, as long as you consider how you're going to manage 25 and how you're going to manage 28. 25 you might be able to manage by just benching Mitoma instead of maybe Shaw and selling Shaw instead. But 28 might be much more difficult, and 28 might actually start to look like a game week where we want to free hit, depending upon what happens in the FA Cup. And we'll know that once we see the fifth round fixtures. So we've got seven games that need to be rearranged still. Bournemouth versus Brighton, Chelsea versus Liverpool, Leeds versus Nottingham Forest, Leicester versus Aston Villa, Manchester United versus Brentford, Newcastle versus Brighton, and West Ham versus Newcastle. But of course, as I mentioned, the fixtures against Brentford and Leicester, Liverpool and Fulham, Spurs and Southampton, Wolves and Leeds, Brighton and Manchester United, and Manchester City and West Ham could also be called off in game week 28, and that would lead them to be rearranged for a later date in the season. The other thing to consider in all of this is that we know, therefore, game week 25 is going to be a blank. We know that game week 28 is going to be a blank, and we also know that game week 32 will be a blank. This is because that is when the FA Cup semi-finals will be taking place. So we need to wait and see who makes it through the fifth and sixth rounds of the FA Cup before we'll know for definite who's going to be making it through to the semi-finals. But we need to keep all of this stuff in mind. What happens in the FA Cup is going to play a big, big part in what happens moving forward, because, you know, the game week 32 fixtures that could be affected are quite big ones. You know, we could have Brighton and Manchester City due to play each other in 32. If one of them makes it through to the semi-finals, of course, that fixture won't take place. Fulham and Leeds, it's the same. They both could make it through, and therefore that fixture will be at risk. So as Bournemouth and West Ham, Arsenal and Southampton, Leicester and Wolves, Man United and Chelsea, and Newcastle and Spurs, all of those fixtures currently at risk, depending upon what happens in the fifth and sixth rounds of the FA Cup. So we can only really go on what we know for definite now, which is that we do have an extra double game week. We do have the rearrangement of games for Southampton and Brentford, and Brighton and Crystal Palace. Of the four teams playing, Brighton fixtures by far the nicest, followed by Brentford, probably then Southampton and Crystal Palace right at the bottom. But Crystal Palace do benefit from playing in game week 28, which is something that cannot be said for any of the other three teams that are going to double that week just yet. Big times, lots of stuff still to come in terms of these rearranged fixtures, but it's starting to make me wish that I'd gone with Mitoma earlier, I've got to be honest, guys, and I can't get him in this week unless I hit him in, and I don't think I want to do that ahead of game week 25. So going into game week 26, Mitoma will be my transfer in for sure. Make sure I have him in place, ready for their double in game week 27. And then I'll think really carefully about how I'm going to manage 28. Maybe the free hit might come in, even though I'd rather play it in a double. Free hitting in this blank might be what we need, given the teams that could blank are the ones that we are all quite heavily invested in. Thanks, guys.